This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. An arson investigation is underway after a global pharmaceutical company executive's home caught fire around 7:30 a.m. March 4th in New Jersey. The fire was quickly extinguished and no one was injured. The fire occurred 3 months after United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was shot and killed on his way to an investors' conference in Manhattan, New York. Since then, many companies have ramped up security for their executives. Bayer, a biomedical and pharmaceutical behemoth, makes drugs like aspirin, Claritin, and Aleve. In recent years, the company has come under heightened scrutiny after it acquired agrochemical giant Monsanto in 2018. Monsanto is the maker of Roundup, a popular herbicide used by homeowners and farmers alike. But thousands of cancer patients or their estates have sued Bayer, saying that Roundup gave them non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. In the Montana legislature, a state budget committee has cut the program that used federal money to feed kids in the summer. The summer EBT program, also known as Sun Bucks, provides families with preloaded $120 grocery cards for each eligible child. State lawmakers on a budget subcommittee surprised child nutrition advocates late last month by voting to eliminate a new federal food benefit program used by 46,000 Montana households and more than 76,000 Montana kids during its inaugural year in 2024. The 76,000 Montana kids were issued summer EBT cards at a cost of $9 million in federal money for basic groceries to complement meals received in K-12 public schools. In accordance with federal program requirements, Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte requested only $600,000 in his executive budget to cover Montana's share of summer EBT's administrative costs over the next 2 years. That would have drawn down nearly $20 million in federal funds. But the legislature's Health and Human Services Budget Subcommittee voted 5-4 to strike the allocation, along with a separate proposal to fund a new position at the Montana Department of Health and Human Services to support summer EBT. Critics of the allocations argued that the program was duplicative of other summer food initiatives for K-12 students, such as summer lunches and backpack programs, and objected to staffing requirements at DPHHS to support summer EBT. Proponents of the program pushed back, saying that the subcommittee could approve continuing the program without the new agency hire. Samantha Dennison, child nutrition manager at the nonprofit organization Montana Food Bank Network, says the vote to strike the state share of summer EBT and effectively halt the program, which primarily caters to lower-income families, was entirely unexpected. She says the grocery benefit, rather than being duplicative, actually complements existing school-based summer food programs by enabling parents to buy costly items like meat and fresh fruit. Dennison added the program also alleviates the strain on local churches and food pantries. Though the summer EBT initially launched last year, the program traces its roots to the early school closures of the COVID-19 pandemic, when the U.S. Department of Agriculture began automatically distributing preloaded grocery cards to eligible children under what was then called Pandemic Electronic Benefit Transfer. When the state agency initially opted not to participate in the benefit program for a second year, dozens of organizations, including the Montana Food Bank Network, urged it to reconsider. The agency ultimately reversed course, and Montana became one of the first states to pursue participation in the permanent summer EBT benefit ahead of its 2024 rollout. Federal funding for summer EBT benefits will continue to flow to Montana for the coming summer of 2025, with the Montana Food Bank Network and others continuing outreach efforts to help families understand and access the program. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.